This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hi, how are you?
Ken!
What's happening?
Happy Release New Music Day!
Thank you very much.
Where are you? You sound very far away.
I'm in Mannheim, Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are going to not be home for the Super Bowl. Isn't that un-American?
We've been in Europe for many a Super Bowl. We were here for both Giants games. We were here for the Atlanta big comeback, and we've been here for the loss to Philly. So we've been here for four Super Bowls, and we're only 1-3. And I think, you know, I'm undefeated when I'm in America. So, you know, if the Pats are still in it, we might at this point have to cancel the tour and come back. But nevertheless, that's not an issue.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of the day. It's a big day for the Dropkick Murphys because you're releasing new music. Smash S Up is the name of the new song.
Yeah. Kind of a grown-ass adult fantasy about, you know, some days you just want to, like, you know, some days you just want to tell people what you really think, or you want to just break stuff, or, you know, so it's a look back to youth, but also kind of about, you know, wishing you could do in your head some of the stuff you can't do anymore. But the video, I don't know if you've seen the video.
The video, I want to live in that video. It looked like so much fun.
I am definitely going to, after the band, go back into demolition, which is actually what I did before music. But I was only allowed to use a sledgehammer. Being in Dropkick Murphys, people are willing to let you behind the wheel of an excavator without a license or a permit or anything. It was awesome.
I want to know who said, yeah, sure, let the Dropkick Murphys smash my house.
Well, the house was a huge fan. They took it to the closet. No, in full disclosure, there was plans to take the house down anyway. My buddy was demoing a couple of houses, and you know, we were doing the inside of one of the other ones, just trashing it, and he said, you know, I got this other one that's coming down to the ground. And I said, well, you know what that means. I'm doing it. So it was awesome.
It looked like an absolute blast.
It was so fun. It was great. And you know what I mean? For us at this stage of the game, you know, it's not that we don't have serious songs or whatever, but I think more than anything, you know, regardless of us or any music, people want to have fun when they listen to music and go to see a band. And, you know, we want to keep it action-packed and fun, and that's, I think, this video encompasses, you know, where our mindset is at. You know, basically being grown men acting like kids, you know?
Well, the new song, you guys are selling it on this awesome vinyl that you can get on your website and at your shows. Talk to me about the flip side and what's on the other side.
Yeah, so the flip side of the single is there's a kind of singer-songwriter guy by the name of Jerry Cinnamon from Glasgow, Scotland. And if you listen to him on recording, you think, oh, here's this mellow guy, you know, a young version of a Bob Dylan or something, and he's great. But then you see his live show, and it's like a friggin' soccer stadium full of hooligans. It's just like everyone going crazy. And he's got a phenomenal do-it-yourself, like, owns his own label, doesn't do interviews, just like, you know, self-promoted himself, and he's, you know, he's not really known in America, but in Ireland and Scotland and in England, he's, you know, massive. He just sold 60,000 tickets in a day in his hometown of Glasgow. And we've always paid tribute to the bands that, you know, have influence as kids, but it's been a long time since a new band kind of like, or a new artist made us go like, wow, and stop in our tracks. And we thought it would be cool to pay homage to someone that's doing it the right way, you know, nowadays. And hopefully maybe, you know, give him a little attention in the States where he doesn't need our help anywhere else. But in America, maybe a few people check him out. So check him out. His name's Jerry Cinnamon, and he's from Glasgow, Scotland.
So is this the
We cover his song is what I'm getting at.
So is this going on a full-length album, or are you guys just releasing this cool kind of limited vinyl with the new song on it?
So the limited, this single is done at 48 RPM on a 12-inch single because that gets your best sound quality. And the beat, so we're going to release three singles over the course of the next 5 months. And the A side on all those singles will go on to the album that comes out in August or September, and the B side will just be for this current release. So, you know, in this day and age, you know, the way people digest music and everything, it's not so much like, you know, no one sits down and listens to an album at a time, it seems. So, like, we can spoon feed it out there and build some anticipation over the course of time, and then still do an album, you know, for the old dinosaurs that like to listen to, you know, front to back, like I think albums are made to listen to, but, you know.
Well, I agree with you. But you know what I love is that vinyl is back, and people are, you know, digging through their vinyl collections and refurbishing their record players. And, you know, I mean, vinyl's outselling CDs now, and it just... I'm so happy that it's back because I always loved the sound of vinyl better.
Well, it's kind of the only good thing, you know, in a way that's come, well, for artists anyway, that's come out of the streaming world is that, you know, if you're streaming your music anyway through your phone, if you want to have like something to just hold in your hand as the real piece, well, at that point, why do you want a CD? You might as well get the real thing and get the vinyl. So it's kind of like CDs, you know. I mean, I don't even have a CD player in my car anymore. People still give me CDs, and I say, this is great. Where am I going to listen to it, you know? So for me, it's either streaming or vinyl, and that's how it's gone for a lot of people. And, you know, in our early days of our career, we were all about, like, singles and limited pressings and different colors. And then, you know, in the last maybe 10, 15 years, we just kind of focused on albums. And so it's kind of nice to get back to the single mindset, you know?
Well, there's some things that, you know, come full circle, and then there's some things you can't change. And what you can't change is taking over Boston the week of St. Patrick's Day. That's your week. That's your gauntlet. Are you carbon up already?
Well, you know, ironically, we're in Europe now, and typically we're in Europe. Then we come back and do, like, right out of Europe, we do, like, a three-week tour that ends in Boston. So by the time we get to the Boston shows, we are, you know, we've been on the road for, you know, 2.5 months, and the voices are ragged, and not that they're not always ragged, but, you know, a little more ragged. And this year, we're not doing that. We're coming home the last week of February, and we're not doing any other U.S. shows except for Boston. So we'll be good and rested, and we need to be rested for those shows because it's full on, you know, like family, friends, fans. It's just like it's a long, awesome weekend for us. And sometimes I've been so run down from touring that I don't think I got to get the full enjoyment out of it. So we're all looking forward to just being able to be like pumped and ready to attack that weekend, you know?
Well, you got all those shows at the House of Blues, but then you guys are also playing that new venue down at the Garden, Big Night Live.
Yeah, we decided to do that on the Monday, the 16th, because there's a Bruins game that night. It happens to be Irish-American night. I think we might do the anthem. And then the band's charity foundation, the Clatter Fund, we're the beneficiary of the Bruins 50-50 raffle that night. So, you know, it's kind of like that's the part of town we'll be in that night. So it seemed kind of cool to play a new venue, to change it up, and be there the night of a game we were heavily tied into anyway. So on March 16th, you can go down and go to a Bruins game, walk out the door, and I think we're going to go on stage a half hour after the Bruins game ends. So it'll be a good timing, and I don't know, there's not many tickets left for that, maybe a couple hundred tickets left, but we're excited for that, and we're also excited to play at the casino on the Friday night at Encore Boston Harbor. It's the first time we've ever done a show in the round. We're putting a rotating stage in the middle of the floor, so we'll be surrounded on all sides by the people, and we like that. We like to be right in the middle of it, so this could be a new thing for the future for us.
I mean, you guys have been around Boston, obviously, your whole lives. Can you believe that you're playing at a casino in downtown Boston, or that you're playing at this new venue in this new complex around the Garden? It's like you can't even recognize the city anymore.
Yeah, it's blowing up and changing, but some things not for the better, some things for the better. I would say the new venues are for the better. I mean, you have the new Fenway Theater or whatever they're going to call it on Lansdowne that's going to hold 5,000 people, which will probably become our new home if they get it open for next March. And it's exciting times. The casino, as our fan bases, when we play casinos around the country, our fans love it because, they're not kids anymore, a lot of them, and they love to come and go to the show and get a hotel for the night and, gamble. And so it's usually something the fans really like, and it's nice to have that option in Boston finally.
Well, before I let you go, this is our big year this year, 2020.
I know. Congratulations.
Is the 50th anniversary of WAF. Can you believe it?
50 years anymore. I know. That's amazing.
There are only a few rock stations in the country that can say it. And this year, Judas Priest, Aerosmith, and WAF all turned 50. So we're in good company.
Unbelievable. And arguably, you look better. Out of the all three, I think you look the best.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
That wouldn't be hard to pull off, but.
We don't feel a day over 45.
There you go. Well, as someone who just turned 50 last year, let me tell you, it's not so bad. There you go.
Well, I want to debut the new song, Smash S Up, and
okay,
we're kicking off a Dropkick Murphys weekend here at WAF. So every time we play the new Dropkick song all weekend, if you're caller 25, you get a pair of tickets to one of the St. Patrick's Week shows in Boston.
Very cool. I'll start dialing every time I hear it.
You're in Europe. Don't lie to me.
I need all the tickets I can get for those shows. The guest list is out of control.
Haven't your family and friends learned by now after all these years?
No, God bless them. It's good to see them. We got a new manager about probably 10 years ago, and he came in and he said, the first thing we got to do is cut all these guests you have in Boston. I said, oh, really? You think so? I go, I'll send them your way when they have a problem with that. So, yeah, you can't change a ship that's already set sail 24 years ago. But we're just, for us, it's Boston's more about, the event and not about, like, how can we maximize the income on this? It's for us, it's all about our hometown and having a good time, you know. Having said that, if there's any family out there, buy a goddamn ticket.
You guys should have been in that Hyundai commercial.
I know. That was it. That is a good commercial. Except, ironically, a couple of the people in that probably never had a Boston accent in their life. But it's all good. I think Poppy might have done a better job than someone. But Rachel Dretz still kills it. I wish she was still on Saturday Night Live doing that Boston skit she used to do. But it was fun. It'll be funny to see that on the Super Bowl.
Well, Kenny, I appreciate you calling in. Enjoy Europe. Get your asses back here for St. Patrick's Day. And here it is, the new Dropkick Murphys.
Happy 50th. See you later.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.